Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. I do want to give a shout out to the Ranger fans / Tolos.
Oh, that was awesome last night, yesterday.
Yesterday, whenever we left after our meeting, and we rolled out of here about 2:30 yesterday, I believe. Whenever I walked out, there was a line almost like wrapped to the exit already of Tolos and Ranger fans that were getting ready for last night's event. And I know we were very lucky to get Marcus Semien's autograph for a very special thing.
That's going to be awesome.
We're really looking forward to how we can get that taken care of. But that was really awesome to see all the Tolos here last night for that event. And I hope the boss is listening right now. And I bet he is. We can do more of those types of events because I love that the Tolos get to experience something like that. That's really cool. So congratulations, Tolos, for showing up and showing out. Y'all are the best.
Corey, you got a lot to do here because from the 940, why is there sports talk interrupting my commercials?
Yeah.
I will do more Platinum Chevy.
More commercials is like our new mantra, right?
What if that was the thing?
I mean, it was a little while back.
That really drove home the ratings.
Well, I'll tell you, Alec on YouTube said, I wish there was 40 minutes of the C block.
Oh, my God.
So this is your time to shine for Alec.
I appreciate that, Alec.
Yeah, shine for me.
There you go. We will get to hits and misses in just a moment. And at the end of the C block, maybe one of the most shocking stories of 2025. I will put it to you that way.
There's only been 12 days to do this. Mike, no, 14. This is day 14. This.
Stop diminishing that.
Hold on. So does that mean, I'm sorry, Corey, does that mean you're not impressed by the most astonishing story you'll hear in a 2-week period? If somebody came up to you right now, it's like
January 1st,
I'm
the game of the year.
Yeah. But if, today somebody's like, I'm going to tell you the most crazy thing you've heard in 2 weeks, you're going to be like, meh.
Yeah. I feel like it needs some more time to marinate.
Okay.
From the 940 KNC, Kevin in commercials. That's what it stands for. So. Actually, commercials is spelled with a K. So.
And you could spell commercials with a K and it'd be fine. Mm-hmm. C and K. We need to eliminate one of them.
And when I used to really mess with people, when they would say, why is your name first, Kevin? I was like, well, actually, Corey is spelled with a K and my name is spelled with a C.
We've
and
they'd be like,
Corey. And nobody would know any better.
Yeah.
You could spell it that way and everybody would pronounce it the same.
Kevin, the stat that we kept track of all season long.
Running backs and quarterbacks.
And misses, the top 7 passer records from the playoffs. I went with top 7 because there's 14 and so it's just going to balance out that way. The top 7 passer records, 3-4.
Ooh.
The top 7 rusher records, 5-2. Again,
that's been the case all year, right?
Who were the rushers that lost?
I will say also, because I did go look, Lamar Jackson was in the rushing group, so I took him out, still 5-2.
Oh.
Kyron Williams was the next gotcha. Running back up. So, it's if you're running the ball effectively, your record is going to be in your favor. So, as the Cowboys do this, I know creativity in the passing game is important. but you have to have a good offensive line to be able to run the football.
It's kind of also, you look at these fourth quarters and the playoffs kind of stunk for the first, you know, wild card round, but it's because these teams, when they're losing, they become desperate, and they are playing a good team because we're down to the top, I guess, 14 teams. The top two didn't play.
Yeah.
But when you start getting desperate against good teams and start just, all we can do is pass, and we have to have big play after big play, well, the other team is like, we will probably be able to stop it, and then we're going to be able to run it down your throats and kill the clock and even score more. And probably have great field position because you're having to go for it on 4th and 7 from your 32 because you're like, well, we're down by 14 with 10 minutes to go. Like, what's the chance we punt here and stop them and get two possessions and score and stop them? And so, I don't know. I just kind of thinking about that as we were talking about Friday, like, you know, these kind of stats and things is like, maybe we should expect more blowouts in the playoffs. Not that this team is that much better than that team. It's just come fourth quarter time, that desperate team behind can do some stupid things because they're just trying to get back in the game.
Look at Justin Herbert. I mean, that's a perfect example of that for sure. And in those situations, that's the thing. Broad has said it early in the year. I think that's we were spoiled by it with Emmitt Smith and that Cowboys group. The ability to salt away a fourth quarter or a second half by just saying, all right, we're gonna drive and punch in a touchdown, even though you think you just made a great drive and you're about to catch some momentum, we're taking all the air out of your balloon or sail or whatever you wanted, tires. We'll talk about Christian Pulisic, I think, Kevin, with Gavin Dawson and the G-Bag crosstalk, because there's some news there. Hits and misses from the playoff weekend. Honorable mention for your hits. Ladd McConkey, 197 yards and a touchdown. And Khalil Mack, 2 sacks, showing he's still got a little something.
Even though he's like, I might retire.
And Kevin, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I feel like Khalil Mack was one of your favorite players during his time.
That's right. I loved watching Khalil Mack, and it's one of those things. This could be a segment for another day. Who is the player that, like, not that you discovered them, but you like led the hype train for that paid off? See, I think that could be two different things. And who's the player you led the hype train for that was a disaster?
Oh, yeah.
Khalil Mack was one of the people that were like, where does he play football? And I'm like, no, this dude is awesome. Just watch him play.
He was the epitome of don't worry about like the talent versus other talent surrounded, because he was a Buffalo, you know, a Buffalo college, and you're just like, who's he playing against though? And it didn't matter because he was beating up everybody. And then he comes to the league and he beats Tyron Smith in a practice rep. And Tyron Smith was like, no, do that again. And then one-handed slammed him to the ground. All right. So those are my honorable mentions for the hits, for the misses, or I'm sorry, for the top three hits of the weekend. Josh Allen. That was maybe as comfortable as I've ever seen him in the playoffs before. 272 yards, 2 touchdowns, a 135.4 rating. That was absolutely phenomenal.
It just goes back to, I'm so excited because you have three teams in the AFC that feel like they all have tons of momentum. With all due respect to Houston, and you even heard when Trey Wingo was on, he's like, the winner gets to go play the Chiefs. That feels like a foregone conclusion. And if it's not, we'll have a whole different thing to talk about. But it feels like Lamar Jackson is on fire. A lot of people think he should be the MVP. The Ravens are clicking. Josh Allen is the MVP favorite. He's playing the best football of his career, and they're on fire. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're going for the first three-peat in the history of the Super Bowl era, and they went 15-1 in games they cared about in the regular season. Like, but only one of them is going to make it. And even if the games are high scoring, I feel like you're going to tag Lamar Jackson or whoever with, yeah, but he can't win. Oh, well, we lost 38-35. You can't win in the playoffs.
It feels like to me, if Patrick Mahomes pulls this off and he wins, I'm not saying pull off the Houston win, they're an 8-point favorite, but if he beats, whether it's Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson again in the NFC champ or AFC championship game, which, if he wins this week, he will be 7-for-7 in his career. He's entered the playoffs crazy 7 times, and he's made it to the AFC championship game 7 times. He's 6-for-6 in his career. If he does it and he makes it to the Super Bowl, you start going, he's Michael Jordan, Jordering.
I like it. Jordan-ing. I got it.
Jordaning.
He did it while wearing jean shorts. I got you. Nope.
he's doing it to everybody where it's like y'all's resume, like Patrick Ewing or whoever it is, Dominique Wilkins, y'all's resume start looking not very complete. And then they're going to be trash. I'm telling you right now, by the time I'm getting close to being dead, people are going to think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and all these guys like, yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes played against nobody.
And you're like, no, they were really, really good.
Unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes keeps ruining all of their playoff dreams.
Yeah, like a lot of times I'm like, man, but who is Jim Kelly? You know, and you're like, well, he's actually pretty good.
If you watched him, he was freaking awesome. But
number two on my hits of the playoff weekend, Ladd McConkey was the honorable mention. The second leading target for Justin Herbert, Derek Stingley Jr., who had two interceptions and 70 yards and five pass deflections. Justin Herbert could not defeat Derek Stingley Jr., cornerback for the Texans. That dude is a man. And he was, again,
one Ladd of his receivers might have messed that up, but I hear you.
Choppy said this, and I was like, what? Only two receivers had multiple catches from Justin Herbert on his team. The third one was Derek Stingley Jr. He had multiple catches from Justin Herbert over the weekend. So I'll give him number two. And then number one for the hits of the weekend, Derek Henry, 186 yards and two touchdowns. He looks like an absolute beast. And when it's play, like during the regular season, we were like,
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Why didn't you sign Derrick Henry? And now here you are in the playoffs going, yeah, we can win with Derrick Henry behind the offensive line. Just go. Yeah. Just go. Misses over the weekend. Saquon Barkley.
Because they kept missing him when they were trying to tackle him?
I'm not going to complain too much about this. However,
can I ask you a question? Uh-oh. Let's say I made a double play on Underdog Fantasy that Josh Jacobs would score a touchdown and Saquon Barkley would score a touchdown.
Oh, no.
And then it didn't happen.
Oh, let's say I did the same thing.
Kevin. Oh, my goodness.
Saquon Barkley.
You guys are gambling fools now? When does this happen?
Hey, it's not gambling. Sorry. It's daily fantasy.
Yeah, it's daily fantasy. What are you doing? It was like $11. But it was a three-part.
Different.
Is it a three? Is it a parlay at that point? It was like I needed all three things to hit.
Yeah,
and he missed first.
Yeah.
So my Mike Evans and all the other ones hit except for Saquon Barkley, who had a breakaway 70-yard touchdown and decided to lay on the ground.
But he probably did the right football.
That was the
right
football thing to do. And Adrian was like, "Why are you upset?" And I was like, because he did the right thing.
That's amazing about gambling, and I'm not saying to do, or about fantasying, I guess we're calling it.
Mm-hmm. They're different
daily
things.
Daily fantasy.
Yeah, about daily fantasying.
Yeah.
Is that you will stick with a game when it's kind of over.
Oh my God, yes.
Because of the fantasying part of it.
Mm-hmm. And I was just waiting for that moment.
Dang it, scene.
It opened wide, and there was nothing but grass in front of him, and nobody was going to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
I would have hit. I would have gotten back in the game. Misses of the weekend also. That was my honorable mention. Mike Tomlin's an honorable mention there. Because they didn't win again. Number three.
Still don't know what Mike Tomlin deserves, why he deserves to get fired.
I didn't say he deserves it.
No, I'm just saying it seems like nationally I'm seeing people that are like, well, maybe he does because he hasn't won a playoff game.
It's not firing. I'm not hearing the firing call as much as I'm hearing you need to give him just as much of a hard time as any of these other guys now. Like, he's not getting the success.
And you look at it from the perspective of who the crap is going to win with that quarterback.
What game were they? Maybe I'm wrong. Over the seven playoff games, I believe he's lost seven in a row now, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. What game was he favored in? Like, last year, if you want to dog Mike McCarthy, dog the Dallas Cowboys, they were 7-point favorites, I believe, in last year's home game against Green Bay. So Vegas put them as a touchdown favorite. I don't feel like Pittsburgh's ever gone into these playoff games as favorites, but maybe I'm wrong.
A lot of times it does feel like, at the quarterback position as well, that he's been given hay and sticks and is supposed to stop the big bad wolf from blowing the house down. And he's like, I gotcha. It looks like bricks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Number three on the misses of the weekend, the playoff committee. How did they vote these teams in? And we get so many bad games this weekend. How did the playoff committee and the NFL get these games that were all blowouts?
So you think it should have been the Bengals?
They should have put in. Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
I'll be honest to kind of Kevin's point. I don't know what's happening over here. If Cincinnati would have got the Denver spot.
I heard that too. I'm sorry. Alec is looking around. Did you hear that say 114 something?
Yeah. Oh, is it my watch maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Something started talking. But yeah, I'm going to say if the committee would have just said, nah, we're putting Cincinnati in this, Mo.
Number two on this list, Jordan Love. Three interceptions, could not connect downfield.
Yeah. Very catchable ball, though.
Yeah. Yes, you're right about that. And number one, the dude turned back into a pumpkin. I gave him a hard time before the season, and all season long, he proved me wrong until the very end of it, and then he fell apart. 9 sacks last night. His offensive line deserves credit as well. But Sam Darnold deserves some
credit for taking some of those sacks.
There were some times where he should have gotten rid of the ball, and he did not. But he did not. The last few games, he looked like the pumpkin again. He couldn't connect against Detroit, and then in this game, he was not the difference maker for that team. I want to get to this very quickly.
Well, okay. It was the home field advantage in Phoenix.
You know what? You got a good point there, Mike. Headline. I'm going to skip the headline and just go right to the story. Oh. This is from BBC Sport. Italian club Lazio. Is that how you say it?
Perfect. Can you say that accent?
Nope. Okay. Italian club
Lazio.
Lazio have sacked a man responsible for handling the club's eagle mascot after he shared videos online. So this is the Falconer, if you will,
oh,
Kevin.
Oh, no.
After he shared videos online of his own prosthetic.
Is this a sex mascot story?
Oh, no. This is the man who's in charge of the eagle for them.
Okay.
He's the Falconer, if you will. Evidently has a prosthetic limb, if you will. And he got it enhanced via prosthetics. And he showed it online in a video. And his name is Juan Bernabe. And he's handled the eagle named Olympia since 2010. And he flies the bird over the Serie A Cup Stadio Olimpico before matches.
That's awesome.
Lazio, whose crest is emblazoned with an eagle, have parted ways with Bernabe after he shared images and videos of his member on his social media after undergoing implant surgery. He said they were shocked by the images and that Bernabe had been sacked with immediate effect. And they added they were aware of the shared pain that the loss of the eagle will cause to fans for upcoming home matches, but it was impossible to associate our historical symbol with such an individual. So this dude goes online and is like, hey guys, when you get a surgery like this, this is what it looks like, to give people hope, obviously. And then they said, we cannot have that eagle flying around the stadium anymore. So there you go, Kevin. Told you.
Man.
Could be the most shocking story of 2025 so far.
That is a shocking story.
Show me your meat. You kind of want to see, like,
I don't.
What are we working with here?
No.
How does the surgery work? What is it, you know? What are we working with?
I mean, I would assume the surgery worked if you're going to show it off, or else you'd be like, hey, don't go to this guy.
I remember my friend's mom got the top procedure done.
You could say she got a boob job.
And she asked me if I wanted to feel them, and I was like, sure.
What?
And I did.
Your friend's mom?
Yeah, because she was so excited. Hold on. She was
Stop. I know we have to go to break. I'm just going to ask you this question one time. I'm going to believe you.
All right.
Did your friend's mom want to have sex with you?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're the KNC masterpiece.
What is happening?
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike. Coming up next.
Whoa.
Should this man be voted into the NFL Hall of Fame today? And
the Gulf of Mexico.
No. The Mike McCarthy exit survey. Next on The Fan.
Stafford, cool as can be, takes the snap. Looking left. Comes off that read. Sidearm throw. To the 9. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown, David Allen.
KNC masterpiece. Back here on 105 Through the Fan, where the Rams are victorious over the Minnesota Vikings 27-9. Now, I want to get to the Mike McCarthy exit survey in just a second. But first, do you think this player should get into the Hall of Fame? And this is not about Darren Woodson, because I think we all agree, of course, Darren Woodson should be in the Hall of Fame. What are we even talking about? Have you ever heard of a player named Jim Tyrer?
I have not.
Fair.
No. There's no such player.
There is definitely such a player. Tell me if you think this sounds like a Hall of Fame resume. So Tyrer played his career with the Dallas Texans, then Kansas City Chiefs, which were in the AFL before the merger, 1970.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Correct. They're voting on him as part of the senior committee today. He's a three-time AFL champion, first team AFL five times, second team all AFL twice. Then when the leagues merged, first team all pro NFL his first season.
I'm sorry, did you say what position he played?
I did not.
Okay.
He's an offensive tackle.
Okay.
All right, so it sounds like a pretty, they also won the Super Bowl IV, and he's on the AFL all-time team.
Okay.
That sounds like a Hall of Famer, does it not?
Yes.
Okay. Here is why he's not in the Hall of Fame. So he had a 14-year career. Everything was going great. His name was on the Hall of Fame ballot, and then it disappeared because on September 15th, 1980, while his kids were asleep, he murdered his wife and then shot himself. Now, the NFL code of, or specifically the voting on this, says, quote, off the field or away from the game, contributions and or situations, positive or negative, are not to be considered, and selectors are prohibited from including them in presentations or discussions. Now, I realize people will bring up OJ, but he was already in the Hall of Fame. So they didn't retroactively take him out of the Hall of Fame, but he was already in the Hall of Fame. My question is, if you're a voter, I know what the rules say. Do you think you could separate, hey, this was a Hall of Fame player, but then he killed his wife, so I'm not going to vote for him?
I don't think I can, and I don't think the NFL wants him to get into the Hall of Fame. Do you want on whatever date it is, August 10th, and they play the Hall of Fame,
sure,
the day before the Hall of Fame game they're doing, and then they have a 10-minute video highlight of this guy, and then you have to celebrate them. Then somebody has to get up, I'm assuming, and talk about him in a very shining light as a team, as obviously a player, a teammate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This doesn't sound like something that you really want to celebrate.
I think his family, his kids would get up and speak. And here's why. I'm seeing this post on Instagram right now.
And there is, yeah, go ahead.
The children of the greatest player in the pro, not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, learned that their dad, Jim Tyrer, is on the cusp of induction. The murder-suicide of Tyrer and his wife, Martha, has long made him unforgivable in the eyes of voters. It was only when recent findings about Tyrer and brain trauma emerged that they saw fit to revisit the 1980 tragedy. The Tyrer children have been on a long journey, and their legacy of resilience is a model for not only NFL families, but anyone who's lived in the shadow of trauma and public misperception. Here's hoping the final voters will display the same courage, and right or wrong, you know, and right a wrong. And then there was a quote from the family at the end that said, look, we don't haven't asked a lot. We've never asked for favors. What we ask for is you do what's right based on our father's accomplishments on the football field. This is a situation where they're saying they found that he had CTE or brain trauma.
And I'm pretty sure that's why Gary Myers brought the name up. Gary Myers, by the way, said he wasn't sure how he was going to vote. But I think Gary Myers is the one who pushed the name, like, just to be in the conversation because of what you're saying.
And Mike, when you said, I don't think they want, and all those things, I agree with you. I also feel like they don't want this because the bright light it shines on CTE. Like, I feel like they don't want that. Or maybe they can use it as an opportunity to say, here's why more guardian caps. Here's why we need more technology invested in these things. If we're going to continue this sport and we want to limit these types of things, then we need to do more of this. So, Kevin, when you initially presented this to me, I was like, oh, man. Because it sounded like a guy who just went out of his way to violently murder his wife and then kill himself. And now that I see it and I understand so much more than I used to about the brain and CTE and how it affects people, I think it should be, especially based on. Now, here's the thing is you put that said the credentials.
He's got the credentials.
The Hall of Fame says we don't worry about off-field stuff.
I forgot to check who the other one was. I apologize. There are only two players in history who have six all AFL or NFL first team honors that aren't in the Hall of Fame. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. So the argument that he might be the best player not in the Hall of Fame, I thought was interesting. But yeah, I go back to Gary Myers. He said, this to me is a true test of whether we adhere to the Hall's mandate to only consider what's on the field, because what happened off the field is horrific. And then consider this. Two of the other people on the senior committee are Sterling Sharp and Mike Holmgren. So just think about how weird that dynamic is. It's like these are two people.
Sterling Sharp belongs in.
Yeah, coach and player that you're more familiar with. And then there's this guy who probably has their accolades, at least Sharp, maybe beat, but there's all this other stuff that goes along with it. All right, you're a voter. You're instructed, don't take this into account. And other people are also telling you he could have had CTE. You vote he's in or not?
I think I'd vote for other people.
Yeah, does this keep Darren Woodson out?
No.
Vote for him?
This is senior committee.
Okay, all right.
Darren Woodson is part of the modern Hall of Fame.
Can I also, I know you asked a question. Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
They're voting today.
Correct.
When?
That I'm not sure when we find out about the senior.
Like, it always feels like it's like candidates. 7 months later that we find out these people. Will they announce it this weekend? Is it Super Bowl week?
It's Super Bowl week. Okay. Remember, we leave Friday. We're at the Super Bowl. We do our show Friday, and then we leave, and Saturday they knock on the door.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if the senior voting gets out a little bit different, but that's a great question. I just know they're voting today.
Okay.
And that's why I was fascinated by.
Because Sunday, they're at the Super Bowl. So the people who made it, they find out Saturday. Sunday, they introduce them on the field if they're still alive.
Gotcha.
Obviously, Kevin, this guy would not be on the field.
I know you're asking me a very, almost generic way right now, but I would need to sit down and look how he affected that era of sport.
Sure.
It sounds like he affected it a major way.
Sure.
But when we talk about this, this is, can you tell the story of the game without him?
Yeah.
And
we weren't alive for it.
And up until now, we didn't even know.
Saying his name wrong, to be honest.
Oh, because I said Tyrer.
Yeah, it sounds like how I
Tyrer
try to say
Banks. That's what I kept thinking when you would say, I'd be like, Tyrer Banks.
So I just wanted to throw this out there just so people know.
I base that a lot of times, Kevin, though, on that question of telling the story of the game with the person, and like Troitman had an impact on the game and the story. I don't know about this.
This guy is on the all-time AFL team.
Maybe if you're an old Chiefs fan, you're like, no, without him, we're not very good.
Like Taylor Swift. Yeah. She's probably very like in a situation because she's an old Chiefs fan, has been for a long time.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. I appreciate y'all's feedback and just something to keep an eye on, because I've just noticed in the last like 48 hours, people have picked up on this. And this is a story we've been talking about for a couple of days. All right, real quick. The Athletic has a kind of a Cowboys exit survey for Mike McCarthy. And I want to run through these questions with you guys. Do you think parting ways with Mike McCarthy was the right decision? And we'll submit this ballot on your behalf.
Yes.
I think so. I can see it both ways, but I'll lean sure.
This one has more wiggle room. Do you approve of the way Jerry Jones handled the situation? 100%, not at all, or somewhere in between?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Next question. This decision has me feeling like the Cowboys are moving in the right direction, not sure what to think, hoping for the best, or franchise is lost, no reason for hope.
I hate saying this, but the last one is where I'm at with the Cowboys for some years now.
Re-give me those options, Kevin.
Cowboys are moving in the right direction.
Okay.
Not sure what to think.
Not
hoping
sure
for the best. Okay.
That's where I am. Not hoping for the best would be like, I feel like there's hope there. Not sure what to think right now because I don't know. Trey Wingo said it perfectly. I don't know what Jerry's plan is right now. And I feel like he doesn't have one. And right now he's like, all right, how do I do the best to get people's attention? Deion, float Deion's name out there. See if Deion can, hey, if you agreed to let's go through this publicity stunt real quick, maybe we can both make some money while we're at it.
Now, there's a lot of the names you know, but it also gives you the option, who would you like to see the Cowboys hire? And on that list, it does include Deion Sanders, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick. Let's say all three of those were in play, in addition to like all the regular people that you know and may or may not love. Who would be your pick?
For Sean and RJ's sake, not Bill Belichick. Can you imagine that interview every week?
It would be amazing.
Ask me a question.
Hey, Bill, you love Taylor Swift, right?
I'm focused on Washington this week.
I know. That's why I think it would be amazing because I don't have to do it.
So for Sean and RJ,
I'm a Tolo as well.
You just
want to
see them go through the pain.
For sure.
But for purposes of the team, Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
And then for purposes of entertainment, Deion Sanders.
Okay. Mike, what say you?
It's a great question. I don't like this question because I don't think this is fixable.
I get you.
I'll lean towards Jason Witten.
Okay.
But I mean, I think this is going to be, miracle's too strong of a word. I think if you can win 10 or more games, either in 2025 or 2026, you've done a great job as a head coach here. And obviously that's not the standard here from the fans.
I agree.
So I just think that if I give Jason Witten, like whoever gets this job, if you really believe in him, you need to maybe give him 5 years where you don't even care what happens for the most part. And you just evaluate the 5 years of like, all right, hey, it's been 5 years. Do we want to give this person three more?
Your answers have been noted. We will circle back at another time with the results.
We fixed it.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Unfixable.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bang Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I've got a more fun question for you in just a second, but Dak Prescott came out and he said that Mike McCarthy is a great coach, hell of a man, and he's bummed because we built some things. He said that he texted that to Clarence Hill. And look, we've had some fun with it, but it sounded like for a while there were plenty of media folks out there that were trying to make it like Dak and Mike McCarthy did not get along. Do you think they did get along and that whole situation was overblown, or do you think Dak is just doing the right thing? And he's like, well, what's he going to do? Kick the guy right after he left his job?
You know, from what I can tell with McCarthy and Dak, they both embrace sort of the conversation and at times confrontation,
being in
these high tense moments. So I think we heard that, wow, they didn't agree on this, or wow, they were really getting after each other on that, maybe some heated debates happening, and that can get interpreted as they don't like each other.
When in reality, that's part of their process.
Yeah, sometimes that's just healthy conversation, give and take. So
interesting.
Yeah, that would be my read on that.
What's
I think that it is something that has progressed for the better over the course of the relationship. I think the Kellen Moore ousting was probably something that angered Dak. I think we all look at last year's pivotal moment in the season after the bye week when the offense had sucked so bad they get smoked by the Niners, and then the offense looks like it changed for the much better for the rest of the season. And I think that was a player's thing. I think that was probably a Dak CD coming into the coach's office in the bye week saying, hey, we cannot keep doing it this way, and so we need to do it now. And I think McCarthy sort of granting that probably allowed for Dak to be like, okay, thank you. Like, appreciate it. You are now finally trusting me to kind of run this offense. And it clearly worked up until, of course, it didn't in Green Bay and even slightly before that in Buffalo. And then why did they go back to the original McCarthy offense for this year where it's getting the ball out super quick? And I think there was just an understanding between Dak and McCarthy that this offensive line can't protect anybody. And so we're gonna play scared and we're going to get the ball out super quick. And so it's going to look a little bit more like it used to before they switched things last year. So I think they've butted heads like any relationship, but it seems like it's gotten better over the course of time.
They had a common goal, at least, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, I feel like from the McCarthy side, he had absolutely no problem with Dak Prescott. I can't speak to the Dak Prescott side.
I gotcha.
And I know that you know, there were some things. I think if Dak had his preference, I think he would like to have, say, a Schottenheimer or a Doug Nussmeier back to help him with his quarterback development.
Okay.
Now, does that mean Kellen Moore coming back? You know, I think that's kind of where that's at. But you have to ask yourself the question, can Kellen Moore be the leader of men? I think this is going to be something that they're going to talk about with this coaching search coming up.
How good of a feel do you get for that when somebody is a position coach or assistant head coach or OC or DC, whatever? How good of a feel do the people in the room get for, I mean, I get it, he's in charge of the defense, but he's not in charge versus, okay, that guy's talking, I'm listening.
Yeah, I think this is where they have an understanding. A lot of people in that organization, when Kellen Moore was here, that's why I think there's questions about Kellen Moore. Now, he might ultimately get this job, but I think there's some people in that organization that have questions if Kellen Moore can really lead. You know, can he stand up there? He had questions about him leading the offense as far as standing up there and being that guy that everybody could hang their hat on and be with and be, you know. So I think that, to me, this is why you're going to, you know, guys like probably Glenn, Sala, people like that are going to get an opportunity here.
I'd like
because they want to be able to, they want to be able to have somebody that's why Jason Witten could potentially get an opportunity as well to interview, just because of the leadership qualities that he has.
This isn't right or isn't fair, but when we talk about kind of that leadership quality or standing up in a room, how much do things that you cannot control matter? The base of your voice or the tone of your voice, and then the size of the man. Does that make sense to you at all? Like, Kellen is I know he was a great quarterback at Boise State, but his size his voice, it doesn't sound imposing at all or authoritative at all. And I don't know if you can change that. Mm. Yeah. I know you can't change it as a human. You can't change how big or tall you are, and you can't maybe change the bass of your voice.
Right. Think he needs to get on some roids? That might drop it down an octave.
I don't know, but does it...
And pump it up.
I get your point.
It does.
Vocal fry.
I think you're onto that, right? Because you're looking for somebody like leader of men. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to command a room.
Napoleon.
Kellen Moore, even when we were out there, you know, in training camp, whenever he was around you, was he commanding whatever that little area was? No, not really. You're looking... like at times, you were to see him from behind. It's like, is that a ball boy? You know, I mean, and he can't control that. Now, I've been wrong about Nick Sirianni to this point, at least when it comes to his success. Listening to his press conference, I thought this was a joke. I was like, oh my gosh, you play the Sirianni presser. I don't know how this dude's a serious head coach. He sounds like a goofball, but he's had tremendous success winning games. So, I mean, there's difference. Like Tony Dungy, very soft-spoken, wouldn't swear, tremendous success in the league. And then you look at a Bill Parcells, very outgoing personality, loud, obnoxious. So there's different ways to skin a cat, as Stephen Jones would say. But Kellen definitely, to me, does not seem like the type of guy that is head coach material. And he hasn't interviewed well. Now, maybe he doesn't need to interview here because Deary and Stephen love him so much. They'll look past that. But there's a reason why he hasn't been hired yet, and I think that's a big reason why, Mike.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of guys that it's obvious this guy's going to lead men or this guy's going to command a
room.
And then there's other people who might be too wild and eccentric like a Mike Leach or a Dan Campbell, and you're just like, we don't know. Maybe you're too quiet like Kellen Moore. But when they get put in that position and everybody's looking at them, there's a reaction one way or another. Either it's too much or you're good. You know, and you be genuine, you know, you're confident and you have the answers and people are going to respond to that. But from the outside observing, you can't predict that as well as maybe you could predict an Aaron Glenn right now.
Yeah, I think that I think Trey Wingo made a really good point with you guys. And as far as when it comes to maybe a Deion Sanders, the difference between recruiting kids and being around kids and being around NFL, they have to believe that when you stand up there, they have to believe in what you're trying to, the message you're trying to convey. And if they don't, then you're going to have a lot of problems. I think that's what the Cowboys are probably looking for right now, is a guy that can stand up there, has respect, and can find a way to get everybody marching in the same direction.
That's why Deion brings in the Michael Irvins and the Warren Sapps and those guys to, you know, get a guest coach for a day or whatever, so that he's like, these are guys that know. They've been in the league, so listen to them. And they're my guys. So y'all can trust what I'm saying too, because I know these guys. I've been there. They've been there. Now, if y'all want to get there, here's how.
It's been an evolving list, but let's say there's category A, category B. You tell me what you would bet on. Category A, the next Cowboys head coach will be Kellen Moore, Mike Zimmer, Aaron Glenn, Deion Sanders, or Jason Witten. Category B is every other human who exists on planet Earth.
Even you.
Then A.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd take just Kellen Moore and Mike Zimmer over the field right now.
Okay.
Wow. What do you think, Brian?
I think that to me, the smartest thing would be to go interview Aaron Glenn. And you know, and you need to find out, though, if Ben Johnson has got something else working. But if Ben Johnson doesn't have something else working, but there's people in the league that believe that he has already got something lined up, then I think you got to pivot quickly to Aaron Glenn.
And there's some pretty fantastic audio. Alex Anzalone, the linebacker of the Lions, glowing about Aaron Glenn, very complimentary, similar to Dan Campbell
love that.
In his leadership style. Yeah. So we'll play that probably 3 o'clock for NFL News of the Day.
Right. When he played here, and I had about 3 or 4 conversations with him in the locker room. It was just like introspective. I loved talking with him. He was wonderful.
What else you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Heggy. Thanks so much for asking. We do have John Machota joining us at 5:20. Looking forward to that conversation. Yeah. And we'll resume with Mark Schlereth at 4:40. Get his thoughts on what makes a good coach in today's game.
Nice. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.